That was nice. It was almost like a chant, almost it like a yogic, a yogaic chant to welcome us into there.
That's more Gregorian.
Wait, what I just did?
And not Hoitatian.
Yeah.
More Gregorian.
Oh, that's
not a word.
Yeah. Gregorian, Hoitatian.
Hoitatian.
That's a specific type of music.
Yeah.
Yes. Welcome to the show.
What show?
We are the Shy Show.
Heyo.
Heyo.
Heyo. Oh my God.
I would like to. I'd like to welcome Gregory Hoyt.
Hello.
Robert Shy.
Hello.
Thanks for showing up.
I'm here every week, and why don't I get the same sort of exuberance that you gave Greg?
That's what she said.
My name's not Robert Shy.
Oh, I really threw you off there.
Yeah, I know.
I had my hand on his penis.
That was. You'll cut that out.
We'll see. You can't edit on the fly.
No, you can't.
My name's Brian Gerard.
Yes, it is.
It's a special day.
It is?
It is indeed.
It's a special day in a special way.
Why? Yeah.
I'll tell you why. We have a special guest.
Who?
Gigi Paiarulo.
Hello.
Ayo.
Gingeroo.
Gigi Paiarulo.
What's your last name? Paiarulo?
Whatever the fuck you want it to be.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah, I like this chick.
It's kind of a nightmare.
I'll spell your name.
Please do.
GIDGEROON PIE-A-ROOLO.
So how close was he?
That's exactly right.
Oh,
wow.
My God.
Hyphens and everything.
Mm-hmm. Gingeroon Paiarulo.
We have a lot to get to.
We do.
So much. I don't know how we're going to fit it all into one session.
How do we
honestly
start?
We're going to try.
Why don't you introduce Gingeroon? Why is she here, Robert?
She's a good friend of mine.
Oh.
And on top
long
of that,
time friend.
Yeah, long time friend. And on top of that, she's a fan of the show.
Hello.
The show's biggest fan.
Oh, my God.
Now, hold on a second.
In the house.
Hold on a second.
In the
house. What constitutes a big fan?
That's a good question.
I would say I've listened to some of the episodes upwards of 20 times.
What? Is it because of my voice?
Well, that's one of the reasons.
Is it because of my voice?
That's a second.
Clearly, it's because of my voice.
You're right on the money.
Oh, shit.
Well, let me tell you why.
Okay.
I have a very important and mentally stimulating job at one of our branches of the Los Angeles Public Library.
Whoa.
Where I put the books back on the shelves.
Oh, my God.
It's very, very challenging to put those books in order, and you need a lot of brain power.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But when I'm not expending all that brain power, I listen to my iPod, and what I like to listen to is The Shy Show.
Wow.
That's good.
And I've just found that it beats most of the podcasts out there.
Whoa.
So
awesome.
I just kind of put that shit on repeat.
Hey-o! I've never listened to a single podcast in my life. I swear to God, I've never
except
listened to
hours.
One. Except for ours.
Oh.
Jesus.
Oh.
No, not ours.
Look, I haven't listened to ours a lot. I just feel like it's really weird for me to sit alone in my apartment and listen to myself talk with my friends.
Yes.
Yeah, totally masturbatory.
I do that.
Yeah, well.
We expect that, Brian.
Unsurprising.
Yep.
Wow, so you're a librarian.
No, I'm a wannabe librarian.
What does that mean?
You work in a library.
Mm-hmm.
Working in a library is hot.
What does it mean? It means I'm studying to be a librarian, but I'm not there yet.
Oh,
they don't
God.
Fucking make the librarians put the books back on the shelves.
No, what do? Just sit and shush you?
Yeah, they tell you to shut the fuck up. That's their job.
Now, excuse me, can I get a book?
Shut the fuck up!
Whoa, Gingeroon, I'm sorry, but I just need to, I need to find a book.
Shut the fuck up.
Excuse me, Miss Gingeroon, but did you say
shut the fuck?
I'm sorry.
Hey, this librarian's kind of hardcore. Have you been able
shut to the fuck? See, that's
what you're going to school for?
Yeah.
You're really good at it.
Already. Is that, did you like, classes in that?
Uh-huh.
Specifically in what to say?
2 years of classes on how to say shut the fuck up.
Wow.
And I'm in my last semester.
What?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Is it a master's in shut the fuck up?
It certainly is.
Yeah.
Wow.
I like this girl.
And now, are you going to continue on to your doctorate degree?
I think not.
A doctor of shut the fuck up is pretty impressive.
Well, yeah.
No?
But I'm just so tired of school.
Oh. You know I think a doctorate in shut the fuck up is go fuck yourself.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I'm almost certain of that. That's a degree. That's
so when somebody gets angry at the librarian, they turn to the doctor, and the doctor just says, go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
And clearly, but clearly only the doctorates can
You have to have a doctor.
They come in on a hovercraft made of books.
It's possible. I think Oprah has one of those.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oprah.
Yep. Yeah,
Oprah.
That's what she does.
I own you.
That's it.
Welcome
exactly.
to the Oprah Winfrey Network. I own you.
So, Gigi, listen to the show quite a bit.
Yes, I do.
Have you told anyone about this show?
Yeah, I have.
What's the response?
Any ladies? Any other ladies listening to the show?
Mostly dudes, I think.
Mostly. I have a little birdie told me that there's a bunch of Brazilian birds running around listening to the show.
That is true.
And they are slightly obsessed with Robert Scheid.
What? Well,
I wouldn't go that far. Ooh. But I'll say that they are Brazilians and they enjoy the show.
Brazilians.
How about that? How about that?
Hello, Brazil.
Hello.
Hola, Brasilia.
I'll speak some Spanish to you. Hola, ¿cómo estás? Muy bien, gracias.
Don't they speak Portuguese?
Yes, that's Portuguese as well. Spanish and Portuguese are the same.
Okay, you've just basically insulted the entire
ladies down in Brazil.
Brazil,
this is Gregory Hoyt speaking to you. I love you.
And your bikini wax style.
That's very true.
That is very true.
Wait, why are you friends with Robert? What happened in your life to bring you to this
there's
place?
A little club out in the San Fernando Valley called Paladinos. Don't know if anybody's heard of it.
Not
it's a real
at all.
Shithole.
It really
okay.
Is.
Club as in bar?
Yeah, as in bar. So many moons ago, what was that, like nine years ago now, I want to say?
Nueve, for our Spanish listeners.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. In Brazil.
My husband's band was playing their first gig in Great America.
Wow.
After immigrating from Italy.
Okay.
And there was this other dude.
Besides Robert?
That we knew.
Besides me.
So there was Robert, one douche dude, and then there was this other douchey dude.
Now, I'm not sure if I was immediately labeled a douche.
No, we'll get to that.
Oh, poor Robert.
So there was another dude that somehow knew someone in the band. I don't even fucking want to get into that.
Got it, fine.
But there
was
Robert. He was wearing shorts that hit about mid-thigh.
Oh, my God. Gym teacher shorts?
But cargo shorts?
Oh,
my God.
Mid-thigh.
Cargo's cool 9 years ago.
Right. Mid-thigh, not so much.
Not so much. My dad used to wear that in 1975.
John Cusack called. He wants his balls back.
Hey-yo.
Wait, hold on. I'm getting to the outfit.
Got it.
Wearing those little shorty ankle socks, you know?
Oh, God.
Probably like some kind of Hawaiian type of shirt.
Oh, my God.
Down, collared. And then the piece de resistance are those fucking shoes. What the fuck are those shoes called? Merrells. Those goddamn shoes that slip on for all the lazy asses that can't lace them up.
Really? Oh my
was
God.
I wearing those?
Were you back from a fucking Grand Canyon hike?
No, I had to like forcibly make Robert remove those from his wardrobe a couple of years later. Let's just ponder a question. Is there any connection between Robert losing those shoes and Robert getting a lot more ass?
I don't know. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about Robert getting ass. Let's talk about that.
Because I feel like I might need to change my shoes again, Gigi.
Well, you know,
if
remember
that, really
that
is
shopping?
Is that the catalyst?
Let me tell you something.
I do.
Man's shoes says a lot.
That's they do.
The truth.
Ladies look at shoes. We look at shoes.
And that says a lot about a man, what's on his feet.
That's
fuck
true.
Yeah.
Right. Like, if you see a dude wearing those fucking pointy loafers or whatever.
Like the white ones that are like leather and they curve up like elfin shoes.
What?
Those guys are getting ass.
No, they're not.
They're fucking douchebags.
Yeah.
So, Gigi, as far what is your opinion of what an ass grabbing pair of shoes is?
You know, I'm a big fan of Converse.
Whoa, see? It doesn't even have to be anything crazy.
Classic Americana.
The problem is
confident,
vintage
simple.
Americana.
Vintage Americana, exactly.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. She's a fan.
Quote it, girl.
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Robert's been insinuating that he hasn't gotten laid for a while and that he's had trouble dating. And I just want to say something that happened. Something really happened to Brian and I last week. Was it last week?
I'm not sure what you're saying, but yes.
Last week, Brian and I were somewhere.
Yeah.
And someone told us, told Brian and I, Robert Scheid is awesome in bed.
Wait, what?
Right?
Oh, boy.
You know,
wait a second. Wait.
I think I might have heard something like that as well. From
we're gonna leave names out because we protect the innocent.
No, first of all,
podcast living in infamy. We're gonna protect
the innocent. I appreciate that.
But that was something that was cycling around the halls of Hollywood.
Yeah. Well.
And literally, I remember hearing that and being like, A, I'm not surprised by
no.
that.
No,
I'm
surprised.
Not.
Thank you.
B,
all friends of mine must be good in bed.
I mean, clearly, I only hang out with people who are able to perform at.
And just so everybody knows, they don't test those people out personally. As in, you guys don't test me out to make sure that I sleep well.
You don't know that.
That's semantic. Well. We're getting into
We're not going to cuddle.
Okay, fine.
If we're going to hook up, we're going to hook up.
Getting into logistics here.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm getting a little hot under the collar here.
Hello.
But I did hear that, and I found myself standing on a chair applauding.
We both did. We heard this in a very... social, bunch of girls around, lots of girls listening.
Like even and all of a sudden, this group of girls they all go, "What?"
It was like this.
Wow.
Oh yeah, I heard Robert's a good fuck.
What?
Oh, silence.
Man.
And then it was the other girls going, "What did they?"
I'm not surprised.
Wow, well...
Meanwhile, I had taken all my clothes off and said, what about me?
And you were probably pointing at
his dick.
The only force
yes.
Let's not forget the index finger.
Right.
So Gingeroon's heard that as well.
Well, I heard that in a different setting from a completely...
Different man.
Different... not a man.
Different person who shall remain nameless.
No, that's good. But that's two schools. Two separate schools of thought.
And one is a European school.
Boom.
Oh, my God. Those Europeans.
Boom. Robert is rocking it transatlantic style.
Dude.
Well, and I'm gonna stay strong with my
Gingeroon drank all
hypothesis.
My whiskey.
I noticed that.
Come on.
You probably should go refill.
All right.
Why don't you take a second refill? Yeah. I think that your excursion coming up to Europe.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Is my... I don't want to put a lot of pressure on it because, you know, I don't want to put any undue pressure on it.
I appreciate that.
But I do feel like something's going to happen.
I feel like you should be purchasing an economy pack of condoms.
Totally, bro.
Thank you.
Let me tell you.
Thank you.
Now what does this do for you, Shai? Because you have been playing, and this is what pisses me off.
What?
I actually wasn't happy for you when I heard this. I was furious.
What?
Because
why?
He's like so sure that nobody's interested.
Thank you, Drew.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. It's such fucking horse shit. Once I heard that you were banging it out proper, I was like, this is horse shit. Because he comes on this show and he tells all our listeners that he's not getting laid, that nothing is happening for him. And it's like, exactly. It's Brian playing a violin.
Sounds more like
please stop.
We should probably insert a violin over that because that's just very
is that
unpleasant.
And put that in right now.
I'll work on that.
What do you have to say for yourself, Shai? You know you've been out there banging it out and doing a really good job. And then you come in here and you tell your friends and your loved ones that it's not happening. And you portray yourself as what? I'm not done.
Okay.
You portray yourself as having less confidence than you should. Why are you doing that? Why are you choosing
I have
to
been
play that? Is that
completely
wait,
honest.
No. Don't. Don't. Is it... a ploy.
No.
Do you? No. Shut up. Do
you?
Shut up.
Okay.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I should have Jidge do that. She's better at telling people.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Thank you,
Jidge.
Professional.
Yeah. Are you? She goes to school for that.
Yeah, I know.
Are you using that? Is that your game?
No. Why would I be using that game to you guys?
Don't give me the babe in the woods!
Okay.
I know what you're getting at. This whole babe in the woods thing.
Babe in the woods.
Believe me. I played the game. It ain't worth it, Robert.
I
take your pants off. Point to it.
No, look.
Explain the babe in the woods. Explain
please.
Babe in the woods.
I don't know what
Robert.
The hell you're talking about.
Babe
Explain
in the
it.
Woods. Oh, no, nobody. Oh, you guys going out tonight? No, so I'm just going to go. I'm not. No, because, you know, no one's going to really talk to me anyway. I'm
No, it's good. No, you gotta have fun. Oh, what'd you guys do last night? Oh, you went there? Oh, that's fine. I just stayed home and watched a movie.
Oh, no, Robert, what about that girl?
No, she's not gonna like me anyway. I don't know. Oh, no, she. Oh, who is that? Who's that? Is that a friend?
Oh, that's, yeah, it's a friend of mine. You want me to introduce
no,
her?
No, I don't want you to introduce her.
Why?
Well, because she's probably something I'm not interested
what?
In.
What? No, Robert.
No, I mean, look at me. I
kind of likes you.
No, I don't have any money. I don't have a car.
What are you talking about? You bench work press, all the time. You have a car and a fucking motorcycle.
She's not interested in me. Oh, whatever. I mean, why? You think she might be? No, she's not.
Yeah, she's interested in
me. That's okay. I'm just gonna go home and go. I'm gonna go take a nap. I'm gonna go paint Gandhi.
Oh God, not Gandhi.
You know, I remember when Robert's excuse for not dating was that he slept on the floor.
Oh yeah. My God,
that was a long time
ago. Giant computer.
Yeah. That's when I dated the most. Was I was sleeping on a floor.
You were somebody else's
bed. Yeah, exactly.
The truth is, there's no. You don't have to have anything. It's all a mindset. You don't have to be doing anything. You don't have to have anything. Because the core of humanity is to just be with one another.
You know, I think that's great. Everything you're saying is true, right? Aside from the fact that you believe that I am using this as a ploy. I'm not. I've been 100% honest in saying that I haven't been getting any. I haven't. That's
Why?
The truth. Because I don't know. I haven't met the right person. Or when I meet somebody I'm interested in, they're with somebody.
Mm. You've got game, bitch. So why don't you use it?
Well, maybe I'm just not good at using it.
I'm gonna quote bullshit. I'm going to quote the Shakespeare of our time, Mr. Jon Favreau.
Now we're going to get to the heart of the matter.
You're so money, baby, and you don't even know it.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And that hurts me as your friend.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
You don't even know how fucking money you are.
You're beeping yourself?
He should. At this point, we've already reached our limit with what Gigi
just
was saying earlier.
No, just beep it. Fuck. You should. Yeah, what should?
We just went over one more.
Go yourself.
Fuck.
Thanks. Thanks, Brian. Thank you for censoring yourself.
Robert?
Yeah.
We're going to Brazil.
Okay.
Pack your bags.
All right.
We're going to pack this microphone.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to document the whole damn thing.
Yeah.
And we're going to find you. That Brazilian woman who is already in love with you and hasn't even met you yet.
Okay.
Because she knows how money you are.
Do you know that we're getting Brazilian fan mail?
No. Yeah. That's exciting.
Yeah, it is.
How awesome is that?
That's very exciting.
It is.
But those bitches better not try to come up on me. I'm the number one fan.
Whoa.
Y'all bitches better recognize.
Oh my God.
So.
That's real.
That's, we're going to, I don't, because you know,
yeah.
But you know.
I don't think I do.
Because sometimes he...
Do you know that you're good in bed?
Yes, from what people have told me.
So what the fuck, man?
But that doesn't... It doesn't... That apparently doesn't... What? I'm not going to walk into a room and say that. What am I going to do?
Hi, I'm Robert Scheid, and I'm good in bed.
No. I would say, hi, I'm Robert Scheid. Popular opinion would say that I am good in bed.
No, but doesn't that, like, help your confidence? Help your ego?
It's not... That's not where I am lacking in confidence, I guess.
Where are you lacking in confidence? Because
it's
a man...
It's the approach. It's all
so
the other
you, so if you're not lacking in confidence, use that then. If that's your biggest tool, walk up to a girl and be like, hey,
your
I'm Robert.
Tool.
Just so
yeah,
you know,
that's
what she said.
Yeah, exactly.
We're about 10 minutes away from me blowing the back of your skull open.
For real.
So whoever you're with, button it up. You've got a tab open, settle it up. Whatever friend you came with, say goodbye.
Yeah.
Because the real deal, the real reason why you're in here, what you're looking for, what you're searching for, what you have been, I got that.
Right here beneath
I
my
got
zips.
It.
Well, that's kind of coming back to the point to your dick thing.
Exactly. Jidge.
I've been preaching this for a long time now, Jidge.
Jesus.
What are you what are you feeling not confident about?
Because I know that if I were to walk up to a girl and point at my dick and say...
Look how hard it is for him to even say that word.
I can't even say it.
It is hard.
Can't even do it.
It is
He's
hard.
Painting Gandhi, for fuck's sake.
Penis.
And Nelson Mandela. The kid is painting Gandhi and Nelson Mandela, and he knows how to fuck! What is he doing? What are you doing?
Okay, Greg.
Stop it!
Greg, come back to us.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I just get so frustrated. I want to tear through the walls. I just want to eat my arms off. It makes me so mad.
All right, well, listen.
My God, what do we even do with this?
This is a review of my...
Love according to the Scheid Show. And love comes with... And love is something that is that you work on. It's established and it happens over time.
Right.
But sometimes to get to that point,
you just got to point to your dick. On behalf of Robert Scheid, Gregory Hoyt, Jidge, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, no,
we're going to have you again, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jidge, it's so good to meet you.
That would be awesome,
I'm so glad that Robert has a friend.
Yeah,
it's really nice.
It's nice.
They're kind of awkwardly hugging.
Oh, now that's real. That's real. Take a picture of that.
If I had a camera, I would.
Mm. We're the Scheid Show.
Bye.
Bye.
Yay.